You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
No, here I am minding my own business. And for some reason, I'm getting double boomed over here.
Boom.
I'm getting double boomed, Joey. Do you know what I mean by that?
Boom.
Double
boom.
Fingers.
No.
Coming in my direction from Jordan the intern over here.
I don't
like
do
he
that.
Found some miraculous article.
I did.
To prove me wrong on
Scott
something.
Kushner.
What does he say?
Alvin Gentry said Okafor's injury won't have an effect on his decision to make the roster.
Which means he's probably healthy enough to be able to do
that. To make the roster.
Right.
That won't affect
Congratulations! Hey, you know what?
He made the roster.
Top five pick to be hoping that he makes the roster. That's my whole point.
Right? That first box that he's going to make the roster, check. Now he just has to score 10 points and get 5 rebounds and 2 assists.
Anything else he'd like to add to what he needs to do for you?
No, that was just the time we were in LaRose.
Okay, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists.
Yeah.
You want to throw in a steal? Maybe a block?
Nah.
No?
Maybe 2 blocks.
2 blocks a game?
No, the first game. One block a game.
1 block a game?
Yeah.
Okay, just so I'm okay, let me write this down. 10 points, 5 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
Any assists?
I said 2 assists.
2 assists and a block a game.
Yes.
Okay. There he is. That's the stat line that Jordan the intern wants Jahlil Okafor to have for the season for the Pels.
Why can't he have that? It's easy enough to do.
All right. There it is. Welcome to the Midway Point of Your Work Week, Joey.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is. That what it is?
It is. Shock G in the digital underground. By Camel and head coach Sean Payton. What do you have to say about Mark Ingram yesterday? Drew Brees getting closer to the record. That was his conference call that you would normally do on Monday yesterday because today is Tuesday in Saints land. Words of wisdom from Shock G.
All the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
Monday Night Football, the big topic, of course, will be Saints going for their fourth win of the season, their fourth win in a row. Also, to go 4-1 into the bye week, Drew Brees 201 yards away from passing Peyton Manning's all-time yardage mark. A great article on ESPN.com. It's on the homepage, ESPN.com. Just go to it. There it is. You'll see Drew Brees. I know, it's weird seeing him in a Chargers uniform, but the forefront picture is him in his Saints jersey. But it's Brees as a Charger. And then really Brees as a Saint. Mike Triplett, I'll ask him at 2:15, how long did it take to put this together? Because, Jordan, you read it this morning, and you're like, we got to get Mike on. And it's very detailed, and it starts from what you're saying, what, game one?
It starts from game one and, like, how the Chargers coach was going to sit him if he didn't start winning games.
Right.
And that motivated him to go 13-3 on the season, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, just go check it out. It's a very interesting article.
It's incredible when you think about it, right, that they went out and got Phillip Rivers. Didn't trust him. And, you know, we talked about it in hour number one, Jordan, on one of the things that's being talked about with Drew is it a failure, or not even a failure, really, but is it a disappointment if he doesn't get to another Super Bowl or, you know, not even like wasting the career, but just he's been so good and he's done so much. And it really is a shame that he hadn't had the opportunities, perhaps, is the best way I would put it.
I think it's a failure if you don't get to the second round of the playoffs in the next 2 seasons.
I'm just saying, like, for him overall in his career, when you look at him, he's going to have records that are really ridiculous, right? Most completions, most passing yards, a handful of records that are among the most valued at that position, and to only play in one Super Bowl
is it almost a waste of that talent that he had here on his team because he couldn't get defenses that helped him out? Offense was never a problem in a lot of those years, right? What was it? Mike probably knows this better than I do. I think it's 3 of 5. He's had 5,000-yard seasons.
It's five.
And I want to say 3 of 5 that never made the playoffs. Like, think of that. I'm almost positive 3 of 5 5,000-yard seasons, they didn't make the playoffs. That's ridiculous. And I think that's the one thing that if there's a not even an asterisk or, you know, maybe a cloud over the career is that. And it has nothing to do with him. It has nothing to do with him. It stinks, you know?
Well, let's be honest. He should have been in 3 Super Bowls. Should have been in 06. He could have been in 1, but, you know, the Bears took care of business.
Right.
And then when we faced the 49ers, just that freak play.
Yeah. Again.
And then you could have had one last year. You could have went to the Super Bowl, but
I mean, it all depends on if you. I know you and Brian and a whole handful of y'all want to say that it was a win already, even Alvin Kamara, that it was a win against Philly. Settle down. Now, if it would have been a championship game, you can make the argument. You would have had to still win 2 games. I mean, that's like saying I made the first round. We could have been champions. You're 3 games away. But I didn't think they were ready last year. I thought they needed some more depth, an extra step to take. Let's see if they can do it this year. But 3-1 at the quarter point has us asking a bunch of different questions today, such as who's been the most surprising, disappointing team or player, just even in the NFL as well. I said Pat Mahomes is my most surprising player. The Titans, my most surprising team right now. Disappointing team is Pittsburgh, and player I'm actually giving to a coach. I think it's John Gruden.
I'll give this most disappointing team the Falcons.
I thought about that.
With all the lists
they were above the Saints in pretty much every list.
And now they're the worst in the NFC South.
They're 1-3. Is there another team that you think would be disappointing to you? See, the Titans being 3-1 with the Jags in that division. I guess they're surprising to me.
Give me Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pittsburgh has to be the most disappointing team.
Has to be.
And, you know, again, you can sit there and say, and maybe it shouldn't affect you nearly as much and all of that, but, dude, at the end of the day, not having Le'Veon Bell on your team hurts you, and him not playing has hurt you.
And then with Antonio Brown, there's this whole thing at the beginning of the season.
Right, and look, here's the thing that Pittsburgh maybe should have thought of here. You have a quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger. I know they went and drafted one this year and all of that, but to the point that Saints fans have always said, you don't want to waste away. You know, your window to operate and do all of that is when you have Roethlisberger to operate and win. And it almost looks like they're like, hey, we're going to try to win no matter what. And if it's with him, great. If it's not, then great. But, man.
Ooh, another team disappointing. The 49ers.
Well, I mean, they lost their quarterback.
Yeah, no, but even with Jimmy Garoppolo.
They got stomped early on. Yeah. But what was the expectation level?
Well, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo won his first 4 games last, right. Starting 4 games. And I was expecting probably a 10-win season.
We had some fun with Larry Holder at The Athletic, asked them the most surprising, disappointing Saints player. Also, I've been asking several people, what's the one take that you take out of this football team? And, you know, he said the passing game, and I agree. I mean, I just think right now Drew Brees looks amazing. I mean, that offense, and again, and I've said this, we still don't have Tre'Quan Smith and Cam Meredith fully integrated into this offense. It's incredible.
Don't forget Mark Ingram.
Yeah, Mark Ingram's coming up. I mean, I think the biggest, and I said this, if you remember in training camp, I said this, Jordan, the biggest problem or the biggest thing that Sean Payton was going to have to deal with this year is trying to come up with a game plan and know what play to call.
I remember.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joey. I'm glad you remember.
I remember.
Jordan doesn't remember. But I'm telling you, I said it because what do you do? Who do you give the ball to? Like I said, Tre'Quan Smith, he was thrown to, right, in that Giants game, and it was the incompletion at the goal line. It was one of the failed red zone attempts in the first half. Cameron Meredith, you see him in the game. So they're in the game. It's just it'll be interesting to see if more teams try to do what the Giants tried to do with Michael Thomas. They used a lot of brackets. They doubled him up on the inside. They had safeties over the top, tried to jam him at the line with multiple players. and see if Drew Brees does the adjustment, you know, and spreads it out.
Well, do you think Tre'Quan Smith becomes more integrated when Mark Ingram comes back with just different schemes? And
I don't know. Like
things?
I said, I you know what? Of four games, that's my most surprising. I would have sworn Tre'Quan Smith would have more. What does he have, two catches?
Yeah, I think just two catches. I think he caught
there
one.
There is no way. Yeah, there is no way. No way. I would have said he would have had just two catches. No way.
I mean, the way they were going to him in training camp and just the whole offseason, almost every
I'm
down.
Sorry, he has one catch.
I think he has two. I think that might be wrong.
I just pulled it up.
I'm pretty sure, unless there was a flag on him.
He has one catch, four targets, 18 receptions on the year. There is no way I would have thought that. That's just not fake news. That would have been my most surprising thing. Because in camp, he looked like the second best receiver on this team. So, yeah, I would have to say my most surprising thing is Cameron Meredith has four. He has one. Five receptions between the two new receivers on your team. That's surprising.
Yet Drew Brees is still lighting up teams.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I mean, it's incredible. But think about that. Tre'Quan Smith has 18 yards. Michael Thomas, 445. He has 42 receptions. Tre'Quan Smith has one. So say this offense can be better. It's going to take some time. But I wonder what it'll be like towards the end of the year, man. Because, like I said, I think it really is pick your poison. You want to bracket and take away Thomas like the Giants try to do. If Tre'Quan Smith, if Cam Meredith can become targets, if Watson can become targets, you know Kamara is a target already. It'll be interesting. Let's take a quick break. John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles, would join us. We'll ask him some of the quarter point awards as well with the Saints as they get ready to take on Washington on Monday Night Football. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Peter Don's Cart and Accessories, where you get the lowest prices in the area on golf carts and other motorized carts, as well as parts. Peter Don's sells refurbished gas and electric club cars and EZ-Gos, and wait until you see the huge showroom filled with parts and accessories. Now through October 31st, the T105 Trojan 6-volt battery is just $99. Peter Don's gives you more for less and the best selection of motorized vehicles, plus that one-year warranty on all parts. Peter Don's, West Main and Houma.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Join the fun as La Fête de Vieton, which translates the Festival of Old Times, kicks off this Friday evening with dancing from Down Home, Ryan Foray, Travis Thibodeau, and Foray Tradition. Saturday is Tête Dure, Mule Cake, and Velvet Sky, closing the night out with Sold Out. Sunday is Double Play, followed by Junior Lacrosse. Enjoy great food and drinks, a boucherie, sauce piquant cook-off, craft boots, carnival rides, Cajun education seminars, and much more. This weekend, for La Fête de Vieton at 4484 Highway 1 at Bayou Lafourche Farm Market and Visitor Center.
Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic has moved to the new Lady of the Sea Cutoff Clinic, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano. The same After Hours staff will continue to see patients from 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends with no appointment necessary. Now the convenience of a walk-in clinic with a pharmacy at the same location is available for our community. Same provider in a new environment. Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic. Here when you need us.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacids stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag or your desk or your car or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
He looks fine. I'm sure he's stayed busy. I mean, he wasn't gone for a year and a half or been a castaway on an island, so he was 4 weeks. He's in good shape.
Sean Payton on Mark Ingram. John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles, joins us to talk a little about the Saints now. There you go. Sean Payton having a little fun with the fact that Mark Ingram comes in. Biggest impact, John, that he will have on the team starting Monday?
Look, I would think he's going to start it right when he comes out of the tunnel. I'd expect him to get introduced when the Saints offense gets introduced. I'm pretty sure that's the way they'll go, and I think he's going to get this crowd amped up. Maybe even lead the hoot-at chant, and then he's going to make it transpire on the field.
Yeah, you heard and you saw the reports, obviously, of him waiting for his teammates at the airport. And, look, I thought, and you and I talked about this during training camp when you'd come on the show, and we were just sitting there watching practice at camp. I thought the snaps wouldn't be that big of an issue. I thought Smith, Meredith, Watson, Kamara, Thomas, they could carry the load from that aspect. I maybe undervalue the importance of his just being on the team, right? Maybe something like in that Cleveland game where if the offense is kind of slow and sluggish, he's ripped off a 7 to 10 yard run in the pass and then spin the ball if it's a first down and kind of get the crowd going and his team going and perhaps maybe that leadership in the locker room as well. I probably undervalue that.
Well, yeah, and, you know, his teammates said after the Giants win, nothing but love. Tuaron Armstead and Alvin Kamara, they're talking about getting Eustace back. And, it's just the type of bond he has with his teammates. And this is a team that really is going to benefit from his fiery play. And, look, I think I kind of alluded to it, too, on the show. I think where they really missed him was some of the blitz pickups, especially in, like, a Browns game that they had faced and stuff. And I just feel like he's ready to get shot out of a cannon and then hit the ground running and then some.
Yeah, I think one of the other things, too, is when you look at that run game, it's funny because fans are like, okay, let's see. We want to see it improve. It needs to get better. John, what was it, 145, 146, something like that, and then 170s in back-to-back games, Giants and Falcons on the road. Run game, I don't think is as bad as I think a lot of people felt it was. The Tampa game, you didn't want to run the football. They could pass it all day. The defense didn't stop anybody. And Cleveland, I think we've all come to an understanding. Greg Williams did something on those D-line fronts because Max Unger is never being pushed in the backfield and then standing over a tackled body of a running back. That just never happened. So you give them that game, but aside from that, that's why I kept saying I wasn't panicking about the run game. I do think it helps, though, to get him back.
Yeah, look, I envision a site where, Taysom Hill is running in split backfield with Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, and then suddenly you really don't know who's going to get the ball or if they dump it to Ingram on a screen or Kamara on a screen or something. I just feel like the wrinkle of the playbook now becomes pretty crazy with Ingram back in the fold. It just wasn't happening with Jonathan Williams and Mike Gillisley. No matter what they try, or Dwayne Washington didn't do too much against the Giants. There are just too many things that happened to this team as far as the running game, but they did find a way, much like they found 3 wins out of the first 4. And, you know, suddenly now we're staring at the Washington game where a lot of us talked about, you know, if they could just get 4-1 in the bye, they'd be in pretty good shape. So
one of the things, obviously, John, that you see in these first four games, the passing game is working. It was interesting. I was just looking at the stats. And I want to say, and I'll ask you, what's the one surprising thing from the first four games of the season? I said for me, no, I would have never thought Tre'Quan Smith would have one catch. Cameron Meredith would have four catches. That is the one surprising thing. I thought, especially after that training camp we saw where Tre'Quan Smith was catching everything, I'd have thought he'd have been a bigger part of this offense.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. I think them not getting on the stat sheet is kind of hard. And, I mean, that's the dynamics of this Saints offense. There's just so many different weapons, and you've got a lot of mouths to feed on that offense. And, look, I think that's a huge one. I think for me, and, again, I'm not trying to play a stat jinx, the biggest thing for me is Drew Brees, no interceptions. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing that's on that one. You know, and like I said, I'll probably jinx it, and then something happens Monday, so you guys can hate me after that if it happens Tuesday. But look, I think they've been really careful. Drew Brees has, and it shows. You know, they lost a couple of fumbles early on in the season. That was kind of uncharacteristic for this team. But look, when you got a quarterback as old as Drew Brees, as many people want to make up that narrative and all that good stuff, he's been very careful with the ball, very precision passing, and showing that he's having an absolutely killer year.
Yeah, it is nuts when you look at the fact through four games, he's completing 75% of his passes. It's incredible, really. That's why I guess it was so strange to watch that Giants game in that first half, because they did something. Did you see something when you were looking at it? Obviously, you saw Fox kind of show some highlights of what they were doing to Thomas and Brackett. But if you're putting two players like that, then the rest of the field should be open a little bit, though. I just felt Drew was a little off in that first half. He saw everyone snap back into form in that second half, but I thought it wasn't just Thomas. I thought the whole offense, the flow, the energy, play calls, Drew's decision. He was late to Tre'Quan Smith. That could have been his first touchdown pass. He you know, even Romo said it was a little late making that read and that throw. So it was just odd. I was joking with Todd. I was at his kid's birthday party. I said, did they go out last night? It just, Kamara looked slow. Lattimore couldn't outrun Eli. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. I mean, you know, they started the half 1-7, and then they turned it on, and on third down, that is, and then they were 0-4 in the red zone. And look, you got Kamara that misses a catch in the end zone. You got Watson that on a play that he looked like he caught it and might have been challenged. A little sluggish on some of those things, but, you know, you had guys like Josh Hill step up to the plate, and, you know, they were able to move the ball. They just weren't able to finish, which I feel like that's really where they're going to have to improve is obviously you're going to get so many chances, obviously, in the game. And, you know, you come back to the what ifs. If you lose, you know, what if they would have converted? What if they did this instead of the field goal? All these different things. But you're right. They did come out a little sluggish. I think they were able to move the ball. They just couldn't finish their drives accordingly. But when they came out of the second half, that was a completely, totally different team.
John J. Hendricks, the way to follow John Hendricks over on Twitter, over at Canal Street Chronicles. And one of the things, John, that I look at at this four-game point, being 3-1, I almost think that's an accomplishment in and of itself right there, right? I mean, that's winning that quarter of the season, and, man, it puts you in position to be where I think every Saints fan and even team players would have liked to go 4-1 into that bye.
Well, look, I think a lot of people, you know, just obviously you talk about hot takes, but a lot of people kind of wrote this team off after the first game of the season saying, oh, boy, it's Tampa, and this Saints team, just nothing changed and all this good stuff, and they just suck in September and all these different narratives that kind of transpired. And look, they were able to turn it around. You know, again, a win's a win. It doesn't matter if you win against the worst team, the best team. It's still a win in the NFL. Doesn't matter how you got there. Doesn't matter whether you should or shouldn't. But, I mean, it's huge to be in a position where you're sitting pretty high and mighty in the NFC South. You got a real opportunity to distance yourselves even more because Atlanta's just not doing well. Tampa is struggling, and Carolina seems like they're still somebody that can hang in there right now. But, look, you got to feel good about the Saints team after 1 month of football, and you only hope that it gets better from here.
John, when you look at it moving forward against the Washington team here, look, I mean, They got Adrian Peterson in the backfield, so that'll be a storyline, obviously, coming into this game. Alex Smith, the history with the Saints and what type of quarterback he is. You got the history there. You got the game last year in which Drew Brees and the Saints needed a fourth quarter comeback to get him. You have the record that can be broken, 201 yards away from that. Man, there are a lot of reasons this Monday night game against Washington you need to focus on.
Yeah, look, and, you know, not only Alex Smith, but Alex Smith to Vernon Davis, I think that's kind of melded in a lot of people's minds. And, look, I think it's just kind of weird because, you know, you look at the Redskins, they came out, you know, flat. I mean, they came out against this Cardinals team in the opener. They looked good, but that's more probably what we're seeing is Cardinals are bad. The Colts beat them the next week at home. That's really interesting because Alex Smith kind of reverted, and then they beat the Packers at home. It's kind of a really weird team, and it's kind of like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I just don't know what version of Alex Smith you're going to get on Monday Night Football, but I still think this is a Redskins team that's pretty talented, especially defensively. I think, obviously, you're going to downplay stuff with Adrian Peterson, but I think they've got a lot to prove from that last year matchup where they blew that lead and the Saints were just able to kind of shock and awe everybody with them coming back and winning that game in overtime.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John Hendricks, Canal Street Chronicles. As always, man, you appreciate when you chop on or hop on during the weekend. Let's see if the Saints can go 4-1 into the bye, man. Thanks.
All right, bud. Thank you.
Yep, for sure. John J. Hendricks, the way to follow on Twitter. Shea Dixon covers the Tigers and recruiting and prep and everything, of course, for LSU 24/7 Sports. As we go to break, listen to this. He just tweeted this a little bit ago. Actually, about it. There you go. We know Derek Stingley, right, the five-star cornerback. And remember, we played the video. You hated his video that he went and made.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I loved it.
You.
Go Tigers.
No, yeah. Well, you didn't like it until the end when he says, once a Tiger, always a Tiger.
And bum, then, bum,
right.
Bum.
And then all of a sudden he was your guy.
Yeah.
All right. So he's going to LSU.
Yeah.
He's played in five games this season.
Mm-hmm.
In three of them, he didn't see the field after halftime.
Ugh.
Here are his stats. Three interceptions.
Ugh.
One of them for a touchdown.
Ugh.
Four punt returns for a touchdown.
Mm.
Seven touchdown catches. Two fake extra points, pass and running.
Mm-hmm.
One wildcat rushing TD.
Okay.
13 total touchdowns.
Jesus.
But other than that.
Other than that, I mean,
he's
know.
Good.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking it's pretty impressive when Tua, the quarterback for Alabama, is being pulled with 8 minutes left in the second quarter last week for the Crimson Tide. He has yet to play in the fourth quarter. Derek Stingley isn't playing past halftime in three of his five games. I mean, there you go. That's incredible.
My man.
13 TDs he's accounted for his high school team in five games. Once a Tiger?
Always a Tiger.
See?
Or he could line up.
Uh-huh. He's not lining up. No, no offense. No offense. Because he's going to play at LSU. He's already committed.
If anything happens.
No, and then he'd have to redo the edit of the tape and all of that. Clint Sterner is going to join us next. SEC Network, also Arkansas Game Day. We talk SEC storylines. We'll focus on the games this week. You got some nice matchups, man. We'll talk to Clint when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Tune in to my new favorite TV show, Fansville, presented by Dr. Pepper, airing every Saturday throughout the college football season during the commercials. In Fansville, Dr. Pepper delivers a tour de force performance alongside legendary college football co-stars Brian Bosworth, Eddie George, and Les Miles. Critics are saying it's good, fantastic, and the best thing since Diet Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper Cherry. Get to your local Walmart today and grab some delicious ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
When the sun comes up, people around here are already in motion. Vision Communications is no exception. We've built miles and miles of fiber optic network right here. Our goal is simple, constant improvement, so we can continue to bring your family quality service for telephone, internet, television, and home security. Day in and day out, we will not stop moving forward. We call it bringing you a better vision. More than a slogan, it's a promise. Vision Communications.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
See, here I am thinking that I was special, Joey. I got that text from the president. Said a presidential alert. I'm like, all right.
It's huge.
He's letting me know. You know, he'll let me know that if there's something to know. He'll let me know. Apparently, everybody got it, Joey. Radio, TV, the works.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Even I got it.
Clint Sterner, SEC Network, and Arkansas Game Day joins us. You can follow him on Twitter at Clint Sterner. The O is silent. See, I remember that, Clint. We had a discussion during the break. I don't know if you could hear it. You know, I'm sure you got your alert, too. Did you get your alert?
I did.
There you go. All right, so everybody got their alert. Everyone in here is going, do you ever want to know? Because my wife texts me, are we getting bombed? And I'm like, no, we're not getting bombed. This is to find out, you know, if we do get bombed, they'll let you know. And then everyone's like, I don't want to know. I'm like, I do want to know. Clint, do you want to know meteor, bomb, missile, plague? Do you want to know from the president or not?
No, I don't want to know nothing, baby. I just want to live life, and when it's my turn, it's my turn, baby. That's all
okay.
I want to do.
All right, so you don't want the alert then. You just say, hey, that's a shiny sky. Uh-oh, that's a meteor. I mean, that's not
right.
Okay, that's fine. We could do that. Clint Sterner, I love all the different games, man, that we got. I think we got some good matchups coming up this week in the SEC, but we always like to look quickly back at last week. Anything stood out? I want to say your Hogs, man. Look, obviously we do the Arkansas Game Day show together, and the first thing we talked about was covering a kick in special teams, but that turned out to be the difference in a seven-point game against A&M.
Yeah, I mean, look, anytime you can't win football games giving away special teams touchdowns and turning the football over and just playing sloppy football. And unfortunately, Arkansas fell victim to that multiple times this year. And, you know, this past weekend did not, you know, they didn't disappoint. I mean, they let Alabama return the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and they got down 17-0 before the offense even had a first down. I mean, there's a list of stats that happen, and from a negative standpoint. But with all that said, Arkansas was in the game with the ball under 2 minutes with a legitimate shot to win or tie the game there late in the fourth quarter. So they're obviously weathering the storm a little bit better. They hit rock bottom against North Texas, and they seem to be climbing up. You know, I heard Lou Holtz, Gus, said a long time ago, the quickest way out of a hole is to quit digging. You know, I think it's safe to say that Arkansas hit rock bottom against North Texas, and they quit digging, and they're trying to get out at this point.
Clint, obviously, last week as well, a couple other games stood out to me. Kentucky at home, taking care of South Carolina, holding them to 10 points, 24-10. Big win for the Wildcats as they're now 5-0.
Yeah, big win. I mean, there's no doubt about it. South Carolina was slated, I believe, the number two in the East coming out with some high hopes. And I personally thought that was a little bit high. And I think they probably played down a little bit. But I think Kentucky took one more step towards proving that they are the real deal. I mean, they're winning old school football. I mean, ball control, chewing the clock, not turning it over, playing good defense, which Mark Stoops has always wanted to do and a lot of times has done. But they're one of those teams, when they jump up on you, they get any kind of lead, whether it's late in the game or a big lead early, boy, they do a really good job of shortening the game and making it hard on you to come back. And I'm stoked for my man Mark Stoops, one of my favorite guys in the business. You know, it's been a tough road for him at Kentucky. Administration stood by him through some rough times. Mm-hmm. He's weathered the storm, and it looks like it's starting to pay off. They're playing good ball, no doubt.
Speaking with Clint Sterner, SEC Network Arkansas game, they played quarterback for the Hogs and Cowboys as well, right, Clint?
That's right, man. Yeah, had a couple of front row, what do you call it, sideline passes for about 3.5 years down there with the Cowboys, man. It was a hell of a time. Paid well, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, not too bad, for sure. You've got to get the pocket squared, though, according to Ken Hamlin. We can't afford the pocket squares. All right, Florida-Mississippi State, the Gators won 13-6. How impressive was that win on the road?
Man, I don't know if it's impressive or not. I think both of these teams are struggling, Gus. I mean, this is obviously, you know, with the coaching change, even though one coach went from Mississippi State down low, Mississippi State to Florida, the coaching change at Florida obviously happened for a reason. Mississippi State, it happened because the coach just left. But if anything, I mean, I think you would expect Mississippi State to have won that football game, because there's another SEC team that was a little higher ranked than they're probably playing right now preseason. But just don't ever underestimate a great coach in Dan Mullen, man. I mean, he's going to find a way, find creative ways to win games until he gets his guys in place and they play his brand of football. And that, there's a lot to be said for that. So not surprised at all that Florida was able to come out with a W there. I mean, the Florida schools, they've always got big-time players. Whether it's, can the guy at the top get them to play together? Can the guy at the top develop, you know, the critical positions, the quarterbacks, the receivers, the running backs, offensive line, can you develop those guys and get them to play together? And then the defense is always going to be top-notch. So not a surprise at all, Gus.
Nice move into this week. That team, Mississippi State, taking on Auburn at home. I find myself, when I get in discussions with the Auburn Tigers, at some point in that discussion is, how good is Auburn? So, Clint, they're 8. How good is Auburn?
I don't think they're 8. You know, I think they're good. They're a good football team. But this football team right now is as good as Gus Malzahn makes them. I mean, I really believe that. I mean, he gives his team just by – now, they've got a monster on defense. They play good defense. They're going to be in every game. And then offensively, Gus Malzahn – strategically and schematically, he's going to give a team an advantage. I mean, your listeners there in New Orleans, you understand. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Drew Brees is a great player. There's no doubt about it. But Sean Payton is a next-level play caller and schemer. And so he gives that team an advantage and an opportunity to win every week. And that's Gus Malzahn. He's very limited out wide. I think his quarterback is not a good fit for his system, for what he wants to do. Uh-huh. And so all in all, they're good enough to win games. I don't know if they're good enough to be a top 10 program.
All right, Kentucky and Texas A&M. You got to see the Aggies firsthand last week when they took on your Hogs, and you just talked about Kentucky and the season they're having. They're all the way up to number 13 in the country. The Aggies is 6-point favorite in College Station.
Yeah, I really like Kentucky in this game, man. I mean, I'm high on Kellen Mond. I'm high on Travion Williams. I'm really, really high on Kingsley Kiki and number 52, however you say his last name. I can't ever pronounce it correctly. But for A&M, those are a very, very talented team. I think Kentucky's further along, a more mature football team. I think Kentucky's real, man. I really do. I think they're real this year. And so I expect them to keep on keeping on this week in college. It should be a good game, but I expect them to keep on keeping on.
Alabama and Arkansas. It's a 35-point spread.
Ooh, here's the deal. It's going to take a lot for Arkansas to stay in this football game and even be in the game in the second half, no doubt about it. But I do believe this. I believe Arkansas's defense, if they can create something early, if they can create a turnover early. Now I'm saying all this assuming the offense doesn't turn it over six times, special teams doesn't get a punt blocked and a kickoff return for a touchdown. Let's assume that all the just unbelievably bad things don't happen. If they can play a clean brand of football, if this defense can find a way to create a turnover early, they're going to keep them in the game, reasonably speaking. I think in the first half they'll keep them there. But if something can happen early to give Arkansas maybe a lead, to keep it close at halftime, then we can get a hope and a prayer for the second half that Arkansas can keep it close. But it's obviously a mismatch. There's obviously a talent gap. There's obvious every box is heavily weighted towards Alabama, and it's going to take something out of the ordinary early that leans Arkansas's way to keep this thing interesting.
You know, one of the things, Clint, is, and I'm not like being disrespectful. I legitimately want to know who's the first team that makes Tua play in the fourth quarter. Is that unbelievable? He hadn't played in the fourth quarter. They benched him. Well, they didn't bench him. They said, have a seat with 8 minutes left in the second quarter last week.
Well, Gus, it's one of those deals where you just go, hey, man. I mean, the guy's thrown 14 touchdowns and no interceptions. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards and no interceptions. I don't remember what his 75% completion percentage is. I don't remember what his third down conversions are. I quit following it when they got off the perfect nod. he hadn't played in the fourth quarter. I don't know how much he's really played in the third quarter. Where do you start with that, with the quarterback situation at Alabama? And then, oh, by the way, they bring in a guy to follow up that is 26-2 as a starter, and he's decided or he spent the last 6 months being tutored by Dan Enos, who's one of the best quarterback coaches, quarterback developers in the country. So,
right.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, that quarterback situation in Alabama right now is beautiful.
Yeah, no doubt. You'd love to have that. All right, let's wrap up with LSU and Florida's the 2:30 CBS game of the week. The Tigers just a 2-point favorite there against the Gators. It's gone up. It was 2.5. Now it's 3. So they are a 3-point favorite. Literally, when we talked to Chip Patterson from CBS Sports at 12:15, it was 2.5. So it's gone up to 3 points. What do you see in this game? Obviously, we talked about Florida and Mississippi State. You've seen LSU a little bit as well. What do you take going into this game?
I really like LSU in this game, man. I'm still, the jury's still out for me on Joe Burrow. I mean, I think he obviously took a huge step forward last week relative to being more than a game manager. I'm not ready to call it the fact that he's an X factor. But, boy, if Joe Burrow can continue to come on and continue to mature and develop in this system and become a true X factor, a true difference maker in the big game, then golly, the sky's the limit there. LSU's as good as anybody in the country. And at the end of the day, I do think this. I do think that Joe Burrow is beyond putting the team in bad situations. I think he's beyond losing the game, so to speak. And with that said, that speaks volumes when you're at LSU. And I just believe that LSU is too much for Florida. Even though Dan Mullen's over there and Felipe Franks, so there's a lot of good players at Florida right now. I just think that this football team at LSU has got too much momentum. They're too mature. There's a lot of good going on. They're too good of a football team to lose to Florida.
So Independence Day, alien spacecraft hovering over the Houston area. You don't want to know.
Don't want to know, baby. Just suck me up, man. Let me wave goodbye.
Clint Sterner of the SEC Network does Arkansas game day with me. You can follow him over on Twitter at Clint Sterner. The O is silent. That's how you can spell it very easily over on Twitter. Always a pleasure, man. Each and every Wednesday breaking down the SEC with you, man. Thanks. See you on Saturday.
You bet, brother. We'll see. Y'all be good.
Yep, for sure. Quick break. We come back. You can throw that. You see, there it is. R.E.M. I want to know. How much time I got, and I want to enjoy it. Because I'm going to be upset because, Jordan, no offense, but you're finishing the show. If I just get an alert and says a meteor's coming, I got 30 minutes. You have at it. You always wanted a talk show. It's yours. Go. Gonna go hang out with Carvey Sean.
I'm gonna keep you hostage.
Now you want, what is this, the purge all of a sudden?
The purge? There's nothing like the purge.
Keeping me hostage. Yeah, good luck on that. I wanna know.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I wanna know. There've been a couple of movies like that, right? Like, what would you do knowing? I can't think of his name. The Office. The head guy in The Office.
I don't know. I'm
Joey. You know what I'm talking
Michael
about.
Scott?
No.
A 40-year-old virgin.
Yes, he was in that too.
Yeah, Michael Scott.
I think it was his name.
It's
not Michael Scott. I'll think of it.
The Office.
Anyway, Sports Hangover coming up next on ESPN New Orleans. It's not.
Join us for varsity football coverage, 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff. Friday, October 5th, South LaFouche travels to Assumption. Our broadcast is sponsored by Mike Colley, candidate for Greater LaFouche Port Commission Seat H, Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, Chris Godin Insurance and Financial Services, Golden Motors, South LaFouche Bank, and John Mellison, candidate for Greater LaFouche Port Commission Seat G. Friday Night Football on 100.3 FM and 1600 AM KLEB.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for taking
me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone. And now,
as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle, for understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP. We help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at ModernOil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $39.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So, Steve Carell.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
Mike Scott.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a handful of movies in which it was like, you know, the end's coming.
Bewitched?
I wouldn't know.
Anchorman?
Know. Look up movies where, you know, the world is ending.
Michael Scott, world
this
is ending
important
movie.
Stuff. It's not Michael Scott. Steve Carell.
Oh, yeah. World is...
I think you're purposely trying to annoy me.
Is ending.
Speaking movie. Of annoying...
Movies.
I guess I do have to touch on it. This is ESPN. We deal with all the sports. Tonight you got A's and Yankees, American League wildcard.
Ooh, seeking a friend for the end of the world.
Literally. There you go. See, I knew it had to do.
Great job, Monty.
Wow.
There it is. I told you.
You literally couldn't think of that.
Well, I pretty much did. I said it's a movie about the end of the world. It's him and his girl, and they like snuggle at the end, and then in the background of the...
Kind of looks like your dog.
Little Einstein, yes, there it is. It's really depressing.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
What's that about, Gus?
Imagine. It's the end of the world. Yes, meteor's coming, but it's like, what would you do? And they like, you know, they go say goodbye to everybody, and they...
Oh, the end scene that you were talking about.
Yes, that's it right there. There's the end scene.
What would you do?
Well, they're in the bed together.
I wouldn't just be hanging out.
Is this G?
I don't know. No, it's G. No, they lay down and put a cover over themselves, and then they fall asleep.
Wow.
And
then, well, thank God I didn't waste my time watching this movie.
That's what I'm getting at. I'm just...
You watched this movie?
Well, no, it was on in the background.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
He got a 3% in Rotten Tomatoes.
He said, oh, Anna, you want to watch this movie, Seeking a Friend for
the
End of the World?
How do you know it went the other way around? There it is right there. See, they're just kind of just chatting.
That's probably the worst way to just end.
I mean, I would probably have a beverage in my hand. I know it's ridiculous to think because you're going to be disintegrated into a million pieces, but I probably would have Cubs gear on. I'd have Cubs gear on. I'd have a beverage.
You wouldn't want to do just like something crazy?
See, but again, if I go do all of that, I'm not going to be around my son and my wife.
No, I'm talking about like bring them with you doing something crazy.
Like what?
I don't know.
Like something crazy.
Like something really crazy.
Again, it's moments before, you know, humanity pieces out. There might be traffic. I don't know where you think. I mean, what's going to be happening? Like right as the moment's coming.
You
want
to like bring your son to the Saints training facility? I mean, you're right down the street.
What?
Throw the foot. Toss the football.
I'll throw it in front of my house.
Boo! You can go on the Saints practice field.
Whoopee!
With your son.
A meteor is coming in minutes.
With your son.
On its way right now. They predict. 4 minutes from now, what are you doing?
I'd get a quick nap in and then...
Quick nap. That's you know what? That's so perfect what you just said. You would rather sleep your last minutes of humanity away. That's fantastic.
Either sleep or...
You know what? I should have caught up on my sleep instead of watching that game last night, the NL wild card game. John Lester trying to pump me up, I guess, by saying, players give a bleep.
We have a guy that's potentially going to win the MVP and... He's in tears right now. You know, like, you have guys that just that give a shit and really care about us winning, regardless of their stats, regardless of anything else. And I feel that's what makes us a unique group. Obviously, it didn't work out tonight. You know, that happens. So I don't think we beat ourselves. They beat us. And sometimes, you know, that happens. I love our guys. I love our competitiveness. I love our grind. I love everything that these guys do and what they bring. There's not a group of guys that I wouldn't take into another one-game playoff tomorrow than this group. And I would like to think we would win it.
Wow.
We only got 1 minute left.
Tell you what, 55 seconds of John Lester, man. You know what? Mine would have been this to the reporter. I would have grabbed my phone. I would have gone to something that's already saved on it. It would have been. There it is right there. You failed.
Uh-oh.
You failed. You had the best record in the National League. You had a 5-game lead in September. You couldn't score a run. A run.
One
you
run.
You choked.
And there's the meteor.
And there it is. There's the meteor.
End scene.
And that's the end of the movie.
Fiend.
Hour 3 coming up next is the Sports Hangover. Mike Triplett, Sharif Eishak, says he wants to chime in at a conversation at the bottom of next hour. So add him to the guest list. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.